In the smoldering aftermath of World War II, American conservatism appeared destined for history's dustbin. The New Deal had transformed government's role in American life, and liberalism's dominance seemed unassailable. Yet from this apparent defeat, an intellectual revolution began that would reshape American politics for generations. What started as scattered voices of dissent in 1945 would, within decades, challenge liberalism's cultural and political supremacy. This transformation wasn't inevitable. In 1945, conservative thinkers were marginalized figures working in isolation. Professors without prestigious appointments, journalists without mainstream platforms, philosophers swimming against the intellectual current. Their journey from the wilderness to the corridors of power represents one of the most remarkable political and cultural shifts in American history. Why does this matter today? Because we're still living in the world these thinkers helped create. The debates between government intervention and free markets, between traditional values and progressive change, between isolationism and international engagement, these tensions continue to define our political landscape. Understanding how conservatism rebuilt itself after near extinction reveals something profound about American identity and the power of ideas to reshape society against seemingly impossible odds. Post-war conservative thought emerged from classical liberalism, now libertarianism. Friedrich Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, 1944, became a sensation when Reader's Digest condensed it, arguing centralized economic planning leads to totalitarianism. Ludwig von Mises provided intellectual support with his Human Action. Journalists like Frank Chodorov sustained these ideas through modest publications serving the libertarian underground. By 1952, Leonard Reed's Foundation for Economic Education reached nearly 30,000 people. Hayek's Mont Pelerin Society gathered classical liberal scholars showing isolated thinkers they were not alone. While libertarians focused on economics, traditionalists addressed spiritual and cultural concerns. Richard Weaver's Ideas Have Consequences, 1948, traced Western decline to the abandonment of transcendental values. Conservative intellectuals criticized the cult of the common man and mass culture, with Bernard Bell describing America as a crowd culture threatened by vulgar comfort-seeking. Post-Hiroshima America saw renewed interest in Christian orthodoxy, grounded in original sin, viewed by many as World War II's deepest lesson. Russell Kirk's The Conservative Mind, 1953, transformed this scattered resistance into a coherent tradition by constructing an intellectual genealogy from Burke through figures like Coleridge and Adams. Post-1945 American conservatism transformed by abandoning isolationism in response to the communist threat. James Burnham, a former Trotskyist, became the leading anti-communist intellectual, arguing in his 1947 book that Third World War had already begun. The Alger Hiss case created deep societal divisions, while Whitaker Chambers's Witness framed the Cold War as a spiritual battle between atheistic materialism and faith-based Western civilization. By the mid-1950s, a diverse conservative intellectual movement had coalesced. William F. Buckley Jr.'s National Review united traditionalists, libertarians, and anti-communists under one roof, with many ex-communists among its early editors. Internal disputes continued about conservatism's nature. Frank Meyer criticized Russell Kirk for lacking clear principles, while Kirk argued that true conservatism rises at the antipodes from individualism. Meyer's fusionism sought common ground between factions. Despite theoretical differences, conservatives effectively collaborated on practical matters, transforming an awkward coalition into a functioning partnership with a shared identity. By the late 1950s, conservative intellectuals faced a challenge, defining conservatism's relationship to American culture. Liberal critics labeled conservatism un-American due to its European foundations, with Lewis Hartz's influential 1955 work claiming that Lockean liberalism was America's only authentic tradition. Conservatives responded in various ways. Some downplayed institutional differences between America and Europe while asserting continuity of principles. Russell Kirk defended Burke's relevance, arguing that Burke is not outside the American tradition. Rather, he stands in the grander tradition and continuity, the legacy of our civilization, of which American life and character are a part. The South attracted conservatives through its tradition, religious piety, family values, skepticism of intellectual presumption, opposition to centralized government, and community bonds. Richard Weaver portrayed the South as a bulwark against modernism, preserving humanistic values against the Northern child of the Enlightenment. By the late 1960s, conservatives saw a profound societal crisis beyond liberalism's practical failures. They identified moral decay as the deeper threat, with James Burnham diagnosing a collapse of the morale of the governing elite. By Reagan's era, conservatism had coalesced into five distinct strands: libertarianism, traditionalism, anti-communism, neoconservatism, former liberals mugged by reality, and the religious right. Reagan uniquely embodied all these elements, forging them into a powerful political coalition. The conservative intellectual ecosystem expanded rapidly, with specialized publications for every faction and campus newspapers nationwide. This growth was fueled by a network of foundations, think tanks, and advocacy organizations that extended conservative influence throughout American public life. As conservatism matured in the 1980s, its focus shifted from philosophical definition toward practical policy development. Intellectuals increasingly worked alongside politicians, exemplified by supply-side economics evolving from academic theory to Reagan's official tax policy. Despite these successes, significant internal tensions persisted. Paleoconservatives criticized neoconservatives as interlopers who remained essentially secular, Wilsonian, and welfare statists, revealing fundamental divisions that had been obscured during the unified struggle against liberalism. The conservative intellectual movement's journey from marginalized dissent to political power marks one of American history's most remarkable transformations. What began as scattered protest voices in 1945 had, within a generation, reshaped American politics and challenged liberalism's dominance. This transformation was intellectual and cultural, not merely political. Conservative thinkers altered how Americans view government, markets, tradition, and America's global role. Even during liberal administrations, the governing framework incorporated conservative ideas. The movement's success stemmed from uniting diverse strands: economic libertarianism, cultural traditionalism, and anti-communism into a coherent political force. This fusion proved remarkably durable despite internal tensions. By the mid-1990s, American conservatism achieved unprecedented institutional success, yet paradoxically, its cultural influence seemed to diminish. This journey demonstrates that ideas shape political reality. Movements begin with thinkers challenging orthodoxies, and intellectual foundations must precede lasting political change. The questions that animated conservative thinkers remain vital: balancing individual freedom with community needs, determining tradition's role in modern society, and keeping America true to founding principles while adapting to change. The conservative movement transformed American politics by converting intellectual ideas into actions that reshaped government and society. Economically, conservatives shifted from Keynesian demand-side economics to supply-side approaches. Tax cuts, deregulation, and monetary discipline became the new orthodoxy, reflecting commitment to individual economic freedom and skepticism towards centralized planning. Socially, conservatives championed traditional family structures, religious values, and personal responsibility. They opposed the welfare state both fiscally and because they believed it undermined self-reliance. The religious right mobilized millions of evangelical Christians around moral concerns. In foreign policy, conservative thinking evolved beyond anti-communism toward a vision emphasizing military strength and global promotion of democracy and free markets. Most importantly, conservatives shifted the terms of political debate. Ideas like school choice, welfare reform, and constitutional originalism became mainstream policy options, influencing discourse even when conservatives lost elections. The movement's greatest achievement was demonstrating that ideas persistently advanced can transform political reality, turning an intellectual counter-revolution into a force shaping American life.